Welcome to another episode of Wake Up. And on today's episode, I'm going to try and make this a quick one. We're going to talk about the ultimate vote being economic, not democratic. So I always get people, you know, who run around, whether they're on the left or the right, or whatever political bent they are. And, you know, always talking about how, the idea is democracy, and you know, democracy is the best of all the worst that we've got, and all this sort of stuff. And my contention is that democracy is a fucking joke. In fact, democracy is the pathway to socialism, then communism, then slavery. It is not a functional system, and I'll tell you why. In a democratic system, you have people give up their agency to authority on a periodic basis, you know, once every 4 years or whatever the presidential or leadership cycle might be, and the idea is to make you feel like you've made some form of decision or choice for policy. And then you sort of give away all your power and all your, you know, decision-making ability to a bunch of bureaucrats to go and then make decisions on your behalf as part of this moral and ethically and, as part of this institution with, as I always say, moral, ethical, economic and violent monopolies. Now, that is better than the alternative, which is, you know, you having absolutely no choice. So, you know, it's a step above. But the reason I believe, you know, free societies and libertarian type societies and societies built on the rule of economics are far superior is because your economic vote is instant. And now let's define what we mean by economics here. At its fundamental core, the very basis of economics is the allocation of your two finite resources, your time and your energy. That's shit that you can't get back. You can't print it, you can't make more of it, you know, you can't pull it out of your ass. You know, it is there, and it is the ultimate I'm going to use a word that I don't like. It's the ultimate equalizer. It's where the level playing field exists. We all have the same amount of time, and we all have an amount of energy that we can, you know, tap into and use. You can't create or destroy energy. So economics at its very core is how we allocate those resources. And when we make an economic decision, the decision we're making is instant, you know, to buy something. You know, I'm trading the time and effort I've allocated to build value here somewhere else, and I'm now exchanging it for somebody else's labor, their crystallized labor, their time and effort, in the form of a product or a service or something like that, and we're exchanging that. And these economic decisions are how decisions are made in a free organic system. You know, the pricing mechanism itself is a signaling mechanism. It's a information transfer mechanism. And you truly get to choose what it is that you want in real time. This is the ultimate vote. There is no vote more powerful than an economic vote. And if you want to see it in action, look at these sycophantic, woke corporates who will jump on any trending hashtag, irrespective of how hypocritical or how moronic it is, just to pander to all of you guys so that they can get your what? Your economic vote. Now, there's some good benefits of this, like we've seen in the last, 10, 15 years, and more strongly, I'd say in the last 5 or 6 years, really, is this rise of these local organic shops, local farmers markets again, like the resurgence of good, healthy food, which when I was a bit younger, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we were sort of in an epidemic of like, everything was fucking canned. Everything was, you know, from the grocery store was, you know, Fruit Loops and Wheaties and, you know, carbaceous dog shit and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, there was this rise of people wanting to buy from a local butcher, wanting to buy organic, wanting to eat better quality food. And I know there's going to be some people out there saying, oh, there's greenwashing. I ain't talking about fucking greenwashing. I'm talking about real good quality food and it being more expensive, but people making an economic vote and a decision to go and buy that stuff and then reinforcing the need and then therefore the market supply of said products. And it's the same with everything. You know, the more we apply our economic vote anywhere, the more we'll see of that. So I just want to make that distinction here, because a lot of people talk about democracy as the epitome of you know, how society can function, and I really do not believe that. I believe in a free market economy where you can make active decisions today, whether it's for your, you know, protection, whether, you know, through private policing, whether it's for what you eat, whether it's where you choose to get your education from, where you choose to educate your children from, you know, the vehicle you want to drive, how you want to get, like whatever it is, your economic vote is instant. And as these free market forces, they converge and then diverge depending on, you know, where you are in the world and where you are in society and what you're doing and what the movement is, what the trend is, etc. They make decisions far faster, far better, far fairer than any democratically elected leader could, once you've given them, you know, once you've given up your agency and given them the authority to make decisions on your behalf for the good of the collective. So that's enough for this video. I'll see you guys on the next one. Remember to share, subscribe, like, whatever else you do, but here on YouTube and on Spotify, on all the podcasting things. And follow me obviously on Twitter for some more rants and on Medium. Thanks again, guys.